There was a showdown at the Arizona Corporation Commission yesterday as commissioners grilled CEO of Pinnacle West, the parent corporation of Arizona Public Service, APS. For more than 6 hours, commissioners grilled Don Brandt about his company's policies on a wide range of issues, from disconnecting service to secretly funding political campaigns and communication with its customers. Brandt's soon-to-be successor, Jeff Goldner, didn't get away without a moment in the spotlight either. Commission Chairman Bob Burns has long had qualms with the company's political spending, and he wanted Goldner to signal an end to those activities, a signal Goldner was not willing to send.
I would ask that you make a public commitment here today and now that during your tenure in that position or positions, that you would not permit or allow the companies to be participants in any election of any corporation commissioner.
I'm not in the role yet, Mr. Chairman, and so I'm not in a position today to answer that question.
Ryan Randazzo with the Arizona Republic was at yesterday's hearing and joins us now. Good morning, Ryan.
Morning.
So let's start with that. There were a variety of accusations laid out here by the commissioners, but let's start with political spending and this response from the incoming CEO. Was that a surprising answer from your point of view?
It wasn't. You know, APS has said that they didn't start doing what was being discussed, spending money in Corporation Commission elections, until the solar industry started backing its own candidates. And they say their hand was forced, that the solar industry was supporting Vernon Parker and Lucy Mason in 2014. Those candidates were likely to support continued subsidies for rooftop solar, and that would be unsustainable for APS and its customers, and that they had to sort of push their preferred candidates. Well, many customers don't like the idea of a utility choosing who sets its rates, but it did not surprise me that they would not commit to never doing that again, because if a candidate was being supported again by the rooftop solar industry or anything else, you know, the wind turbine industry, and they wanted to build wind turbines that APS thought would be uneconomical, they would definitely probably fight that.
Ryan, the company's vice president of public affairs, Jessica Pacheco, was brought up as far as being part of all this strategy related to spending. And considering for the public generally, I think they're more concerned probably about rates and the shutoff policy. Did it seem, what was the atmosphere like, considering that certain members of the commission were certainly directly targeted by APS? Did this have a different vibe to it because of something like that?
Yeah, well, that did surprise me, to be honest, because they were bringing up a decade-old scandal where Jessica Pacheco worked for a consultancy, and she pitched something to Don Brandt that I don't know how else to describe it aside from being deeply unethical. They proposed spending millions of dollars to create fake controversies, to drum up public opposition to elected officials so that the state would vote to appoint those people and basically take away, you know, what's in our Constitution to have a corporation commission. Now, Don Brandt said he didn't like that idea, but he hired Jessica Pacheco anyways, and now she runs, you know, the public policy strategy over there. So I was surprised that after a decade that was getting sort of brought up again. The Arizona Republic reported that. I had help from Robert Englund back in 2013, and we got a copy of that proposal from Jessica and confronted APS with it, and it didn't seem to get a ton of traction at the time. So I'm a little shocked in 2019 that, you know, Robert Burns, the commission chairman, has been holding on to that and waiting, you know, to sort of lob that at Don Brandt when he got him in the commission chambers.
And the governor was dragged into that as well, right? There were a few questions and mentions about the governor's role.
Yeah, and that's been simmering in the background of the commission for years, that the Ducey administration has somehow tried to force their will upon the commission. You folks had me in here several months ago, and the governor had made a really bizarre comment that the Corporation Commission was sort of having mission creep and doing things they weren't entitled to do. Well, the commission hasn't lost a lawsuit when they pass renewable energy standards or those things, so they clearly have the authority to do that. But, you know, the governor has gotten to appoint people to the commission who clearly have carried out his desires there. Commissioner Andy Tobin came in with this proposal to sort of give away the duties of the Corporation Commission to other state departments, which would have given that power to Doug Ducey. So Ducey appointed someone who went to the commission and tried to give more power to the governor. It's pretty complicated, but yeah, that seemed to really offend not only Commissioner Burns, but some other folks down there as well.
And Ryan, let's move away from politics briefly here. So one of the questions was asked of Don Brandt as far as how the utility had handled the rate plan changes, which caused a lot of angst for some folks. Here's what Don Brandt had to say.
You know, we send them materials, as does SRP and the websites, et cetera, and other communications, and it doesn't resonate with a lot of people.
Now, this is something Don Brandt and Jeff Goldner sort of disagreed about, whether the utility had done enough to inform customers what they were going to be facing.
Yeah, and that was really skirting the issue. You know, there was a customer complaint over that rate hike. Stacey Champion filed a complaint. That got hearings. The judge who oversaw that complaint determined that APS did such a terrible job explaining these complicated rates that they should have to cough up $5 million to help educate people and teach them what these rates are, because that's how difficult they are to understand. That ended up not happening. The commissioners decided they weren't going to force APS to spend that money, but they are forcing this continued education program for a rate hike now that's 2 years old, and people still are struggling with it. So it was sort of, I thought, skirting the facts of that case.
All right. That's the Arizona Republic's Ryan Randazzo. Ryan, thank you so much for coming in.
Sure.